If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?
Today on the podcast, we're talking all about AI music. I don't know if you've heard of this or not, but it's really growing in a huge way. Suno just released some awesome new features. Today, we're going to talk about a few of those. And also, the record labels are a little bit intimidated, I think, because they're talking about licensing deals with Suno. So we're going to cover all that today in the episode. But before we do, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, so every single week we release an episode over on school that we don't publish anywhere else. This week we actually did one all about Suno, which is what we're going to be talking about today. And I broke down what I'm currently using Suno for. I have a project that makes me $600 a month. The project makes like probably $2,000 or $3,000, but the one specific thing I'm doing on Suno makes me about $600 a month. And so we break down exactly how I'm using Suno to generate music, edit music, a lot of the new features, and we go into all of the nitty gritty stuff that we don't share here. And yeah, it's a great place. Every single week, Jamie and I break down a different side hustle we're doing or a different way we're using AI tools to grow and scale our business. So if you're not already a member of the school community, definitely go check it out. It's $19 a month, so it's a pretty discounted price. And also, if you're interested in doing anything with music and Suno, like if you're interested in this episode because you actually want to try music, definitely go join the school community this week. That episode's over there and it's amazing. But there's like 50 other episodes we record every single week. So otherwise, even if you're not interested in the music, make sure you go check it out. All right, let's get into what's going on with the record labels this week. So Suno and Udio are the two big AI generating kind of like music companies. And they have been having a bunch of lawsuits for a while now with record labels. Record labels are kind of mad because evidently they used music that the record labels had signed to train all of their models. And I don't think there really was any way out of this. I don't think the record labels also are going to be able to stop them because it's just impossible. And also some Chinese company is going to do it if Suno and Udio aren't the number one people. Like DeepSeek trains off of everybody's everything against their service, terms of service. So I think at this point, they just want to make a deal with them so they're getting paid and the artists are getting paid for it. And I'm all on board with that. I'm excited to kind of see where that goes. But yeah, it's fascinating because it feels like at the beginning, record labels, musicians were really against like AI generated music. There was definitely some strong resistance. And now I feel like it's completely changed. People are embracing it and they know whether they like it or not, this is where a lot of music unlock is going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I think with the development of AI, the model, the business model needs to change. And it wasn't, you know, too long ago, really, when the music industry was shaken up with all the streaming things, you know, they had to go from, you know, a buy my CD model to, you know, or buy my song on iTunes to a streaming model. And I think it's going to change again. You know, one thing that comes to mind for me is with YouTube, I use a service called Epidemic Sound for all of my music and background sounds for my YouTube videos. And whether a video gets, you know, 5,000 views or 5 million views, that song or whatever I used, you know, the creator of that gets compensated through licensing. So it's kind of like a way for those people to get paid in a fair way. And also then I can use the music. So again, just to your point, I think licensing is really a good way for some of these musicians to make money if AI trains, you know, off them. How they can determine that is the question. But
yeah, 100%. I'm all on board with it. I really like the music distributor Lander. I've been using a lot recently, and it has a button that when you log in or when you've published an album on there, where it's like, hey, like opt into AI training on your music, and if you do, you will get like some sort of paid compensation for whatever they're doing. I have no idea what it is because I haven't seen any payments coming through yet. Maybe when these deals come through, it'll happen. Maybe it's just easy money grab for them. I have no idea. But I do appreciate the push there because obviously all these companies already trained on everybody's stuff without paying. So now it's kind of like, they're like, before we have to have too many lawsuits that may possibly get shut down or something, we'll just like, now that we've proved we can make a product that everybody likes and it's really popular, now we'll go back and actually do the licensing deal. So they're doing it with a few major players, which is Universal Music Group, Warner Music Group, and Sony Music Entertainment. All of them are in talks right now with Udio and Sunio. This is a new report that came out of Bloomberg, by the way, that kind of covers all of this. But essentially, this deal is going to make a framework on how AI companies are going to be paying artists for their work, right? Because this is something that it needs to happen in some way, right? Especially if you're using their stuff to train. And I know there's people that make arguments both ways that it doesn't need to happen, but I do think it'd be cool if it was possible. One thing that was very interesting to me is that the record labels themselves are actually trying to get a small amount of equity in Suno and Udio. So beyond just getting, you know, like, oh, we want like a couple cents every time something's used, they just straight up want equity in the company. I think they can see those companies are the future and they're going to be huge. So that would be very interesting. The one thing that I feel like would be sort of off-putting to me about that is it's like, okay, cool, the record labels get some sort of equity that still doesn't really compensate the artists. It doesn't compensate right. Independent artists that don't have a record label. So like, to me, I'm like, eh, that's not really a solution. That feels more like, I don't know, extortion, but maybe that's just me.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess my only thought is like, you know, if there's a certain amount of input tokens it takes to make a song, maybe they could like somehow a lot different amounts depending on the inspiration of the song, like which artist, you know, the song was trained after most or something, you know. I don't know. That's It's really tricky when it comes down to it, how to compensate the actual artist.
Exactly. And it's like, we have the technology. So obviously these companies are excited to like make it work because we have the technology and it does democratize music generation and music creation for independent artists that are like trying to experiment. You could be an amazing artist, maybe an amazing vocalist, but you have no idea how to play the drums and the piano, but you have a great idea for a song and you need the drums and the piano. Maybe you can't afford to go hire someone to go do that, or you don't know someone that can. And if you could do it here, like, that's awesome. All of a sudden you've just unlocked like an amazing song. And so I definitely see the use case. Maybe I'll be dropping an album soon featuring Jamie on a rap track. We'll see.
Yeah. Nice.
You know, Jamie's got mad bars. But anyways, I think that there's a lot of use. People obviously like this technology. So I think that it's not going to get shut down. Essentially, this deal right now is going to also settle all of the open lawsuits that are happening between these music companies and the AI and these different AI startups. Instead of just, you know, perpetually fighting each other in court forever, these AI startups are going to make tons of money from people using them. So they're going to get more money. The record labels are, you know, feeling kind of left out. So instead of just having this ongoing legal battle forever, let's just all come together in the music industry, sing a little kumbaya, and make some deals where Suno and Udio get extorted for all of their equity. Just kidding.
No, but I mean, I think this is cool. I think you're onto something, especially with when we talk about some of the new features Suno just released, as far as like being able to break down a song into different stems like that. It's not just for, you know, overall song generation anymore. You could use it to help, you know, produce a song, you know, if your guitarist is sick or something, you know, if you can't find one, you could have just the guitar track be AI generated, you know. So there's a lot of music production. It would help just overall music production, the process go a lot smoother and easier. So I think that'd be smart to buy into that for sure.
Yeah, 100%. So overall, really excited for where the industry is going on that. And that is something I'm super interested in, as someone that actively uses Suno and is making money from things I generate there. So that's very cool. Hey, if you enjoyed the episode today, make sure to leave us a rating and review. That's the number one way you could say thanks for us putting out all of this content. We read all the reviews and we really appreciate them. They help other people find the show too. So for us, it's like always exciting to find out more people are appreciating the show. So yeah, we love that. And then also make sure to check out the AI Hustle School community, an amazing community. We have over 300 members in there, and we are always blown away by the insights people share on their startups, what they're working on, their side hustles. And we share a ton about everything we're doing there as well. So it's a cool place. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we will catch you guys next time.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.